This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
We catch up with Lee Colvin today on the road with Lee. That sounds like maybe a country song, Lee. I don't know. What do you think? On the road again?
No, I definitely think it could be a hit.
Oh, goodness. Well, glad to be able to catch up with you today. Kind of give us an idea of what you want to speak on here this morning.
Absolutely. You know, I'm really sitting here, Brian, looking and thinking about talking about younger workers, really looking at them and helping them to balance their financial priorities. You know, if you're a younger worker today, just starting out in your career, you've got tremendous personal and professional opportunities going on, right? Which is fantastic. Great objectives ahead of you. But this is also a time when you will need to make some key decisions, especially around your financial priorities. You may be looking at things like paying off debts or saving for short-term goals in your life or saving for retirement.
We're going to kind of take these one at a time here. So let's talk about young workers balancing financial priorities with paying off debts first. What do you want to tell our listeners about that?
Sure. Well, Brian, you know, if you're like many young working people today, one of the biggest debts may be your student loans and paying these down by necessity, right, is the priority, because falling behind on your student loan payments can lead to late fees, other problems on your credit report. So if you haven't done so already, you may want to enroll in AutoPay, which will help you stay current on your loan and possibly earn a rate reduction over time.
Well, let's touch on saving for short-term goals.
You know, at this stage in life, how important is it to go ahead and start planning goals and focusing on those, Brian? You know, you might be thinking about saving for one or two significant short-term goals, such as a wedding, maybe a down payment on a house, maybe both. But your ability to save for these goals will depend on your income, your current cost of living, and your debt situation. But if a wedding or a new home is indeed a priority for you, things that we talk about is you may want to look at what's possible in terms of putting money away. And since you don't know, you'll need a certain amount of money at a given time that you may want to automatically move a set amount of your checking or savings into a low-risk account where your principal is essentially protected. You might not earn a lot on such an account, but at the end of the day, you won't have to worry about a drop in value just when you were really needing to take the money out for those needs and goals.
Also, one of the points today is saving for retirement. Lee, a few words about that.
Well, so, you know, this is such an important one, Brian, because I know everybody looks and says, oh, I've got time. But boy, does time fly, as I just had a birthday on Friday. And believe it or not, I'm 28, Brian.
Again?
So excited. So excited.
You've been 28 for the last 18 years.
Oh, man, you didn't have to tell people that. last 18 plus another one or two, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. So, I'm not very good at math. I'll leave that to you.
But, you know, when we look at saving for retirement, even though you may just be at the beginning of your working life, it's not too soon to begin preparing for its conclusion. You could spend two or three decades in an active retirement, so you'll need to accumulate considerable financial resources. Fortunately, here's an area in which you may be able to get some help starting right away. So let me mention this, Brian. You know, if you work at a mid-sized to large-sized company, even some smaller companies have these, but your employer may well offer a 401k or another retirement plan, and your pre-tax salary deferral contributions are generally not taxable. So the more you put in, the lower your taxable income, plus your earnings can grow on a tax-deferred basis. Now, if your employer offers a Roth 401k, then your contributions will be taxable, but withdrawals will be tax-free, provided that you meet certain conditions. These days, even many small employers often offer some type of retirement plan, so it's likely to your benefit to take full advantage by contributing as much as you can to be able to afford a more comfortable retirement later.
You know, Lee, as a younger worker, you know, prioritizing these long-term savings goals and working to meet those with, you know, the right solutions can be a challenge. And I think we know that.
Oh, Brian, don't you and I know that? You know, we've been there. We've done that. We've dealt with the family events while still trying to save. But we've gotten this far, right? We've done well. So as a young worker, the thing that we want to stress, Brian, is you have the greatest and most irreplaceable asset on your side, and that truly is time. Having time on your side is so important. So try to make the most of it. Think carefully about your needs and your options, and take the steps that enable you to keep making progress toward all of your objectives and goals.
Lee Colvin has been our guest today, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And Lee, appreciate your call in today. Important topic.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. That's Lee Colvin joining us today here on Rutherford Issues. And that's going to wrap us up today. Don't forget to check the podcast at WGNSradio.com for more.